Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch. I'm here with
Natsuki
and
Marie.
Hi guys. Today, this morning, I went to see a brand new condo that was built from one of my friends, and we went together. And the construction people were there, and they were teaching us how to use like the auto lock to get in and all the other crazy stuff. And I was like, hey, I'm noticing some problems with the construction here. Look at this. And then like my friend Noriko, she started yelling at the mansion people.
And then how they react, the construction people.
No, because you know how she's like, she's really strong, but she's really funny, you know? So they just started laughing. She was like, I'm gonna cancel this. I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna buy this condo. And it was like so funny. And then like the sales manager guy with a suit, he comes up and Noriko just punches him.
This really happened?
Yeah. It's not a big deal, right? Just a little.
Like, no, there were, like, for one thing, like in the what do you call it? The sink and the washing machine room, it's like a towel cabinet to put all the towels in. Mm-hmm. The door is supposed to open this way.
Yeah.
But it opened the other way. And I was like, this is backwards, right? And then if you look inside, the door was attached to, there's holes. So it was attached to this side before, but then they removed it and put on the other side, and then they filled in the holes with like glue.
Mm.
So it looked really, really bad. And I was just like, what is this? Mm. And like Noriko was like, what is this? It's a brand new condo. So like, yeah, so they're fixing it. And so the construction guys came up and they had like tape, and they're like, 1, 2, 3, all these little problems that we found. It was really funny.
Annoying customer.
Very annoying customers. Anyway, guys, we got a lot of news to talk about today, but before that, let's roll that intro.
Press the button. Oh, it's
the board. Next. Marie, you are moving. Moved. You have moved? You are moving?
I'm moving.
And are you living in an apartment? Are you living in a house?
You're living in a house.
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 That's how do you like the new house?
Too big?
It's too big.
Too big.
That's such a Japanese thing to say. Yeah, it's too big.
Just for two of us.
You and the son.
Yeah, me and the son.
Now, so you live in a house.
Yes.
Your husband bought you a house because you didn't have a shower.
What? You didn't have
a shower? Yeah, the former house that we lived had no shower.
What do you mean no shower?
There was a bathtub, but no shower. And then reheating system was there. So I was always use my, how do you say, semenki? Had a bowl.
Make a bowl.
Bathroom,
yeah.
Bowl. And then wash my everything.
Wow.
Yeah, that was wow.
So when Natsuki first got married, okay, she lived in this little tiny house that was probably like where the maid lived for the big house.
Exactly.
Next to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it was like very small.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really dirty because everything about Natsuki's life is dirty.
No, and, what are you talking about?
And she had no shower, but she was happy. And here's why. Your rent was like what? 3万円?
Yomayan.
It's a house.
Yeah, the house.
It was a house. It's like a room, one room.
Yeah, tiny, very tiny house. Somebody called it camp. Somebody said it's like camping cabin, you know?
A cabin.
Okay.
Yeah, and so her rent was really, so like Yomayan's like what? At that time, it was like $400, right?
Yeah.
And you lived there with your husband.
Right.
So you're a dual income, no kids, and your rent is $400.
Yeah, because at the time, my husband and I always went out drinking, and we just got home and sleeping, right? So, yeah, that was enough for us.
And you stole Wi-Fi from the doctor that lived next to you.
Yeah, the house next to us was so huge, like a mansion, real mansion. And then, you know, I got a free Wi-Fi from it.
So you were very happy because you had a very simple life, no kids, drinking every day, living in, I don't know, a homeless shelter. And one day, she said to her husband, so you said, Same-kun, I want a shower. And how much does your house cost?
Somebody, you said I want a shower.
I did. I finally deal. Oh, of course, I have lived with the house with shower all my life, right?
No, wait, you guys gotta understand. Natsuki came from money. She came from a very rich father and this big fucking like seven, no, one, two, three, five story.
Four story
huge house, okay? Oh. So she's like rich girl, gets married, starts living in a homeless shelter where her husband, very
what
happy.
With no problem.
With no problem, very happy. And yeah. Then...
Then I finally realized that I need a shower.
You need a shower.
Yeah, I need.
One day.
Yeah.
You wake up.
Yeah, because, you know, shower. my arm starts, you know, getting hard, you know, every day doing like this, you know. So I wanted a shower.
So your husband spent 2,800,000
gurai
on a new house. So that's like $200,000.
Okay.
For your shower.
Yeah, but I'm paying it also. So we both bought a house. I mean, one house. We share the rent.
It's in a very like convenient location.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like it. Because it's the street in front of it is too busy. Mm-hmm. But since you guys drive, I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like your house. You've never been to our house. We should do a taco party at your house.
Actually, it's a different story. But my husband and I helped Joe's moving to the new house. They bought a new house.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a huge house. It's a big, very big house. We should go.
We should go.
Yeah, we should have go.
A How did there? You get involved in helping Joe move?
I mean, she was searching for the company mm-hmm. who helps them, you know, moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then she posted on the Facebook and they found it. Mm-hmm. And then my husband is, you know, doing that kind of job, right? Traffic things. I mean,
logistics. Your husband does logistics.
Right,
yeah.
Logistics. So he knows people who can, you know, help them.
Mm-mm-mm.
So we helped.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's actually get to the news here. So, the Japanese government to submit bill to introduce joint custody after divorce. So if you guys don't know this, right now in Japan, if you get divorced, one parent takes 100% of the custody. And in, I think, something like 90, more than 95% of the cases, it's the mother that takes the full custody of the child. And this has been a big problem with, especially foreign marriages, because what will happen is, you'll have like your foreigner husband, you have your Japanese wife runs away to Japan, gets divorced. And no, I mean, there's I think he's from Italy or something like that. He's been like sitting and like, at a station somewhere protesting, like trying to see his kids. Cause there's just no such thing as joint custody in Japan. So. Under this new bill, the joint custody, both parents will together make decisions on crucial matters such as education and medical treatment. Sole custody is a system that has been criticized by some as severing parent-child interactions and leading to non-payment of child support. Joint custody of children in the event of divorce is common practice in many other countries, although the arrangements range from country to country. But in Japan, they don't have this system yet, but they might in the future. What do you guys think about this? Maria, what do you think about this?
So this is exactly what is happening to me. But, you know, I have a full custody mm-hmm. in Japan and he doesn't have a custody.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no problem
sharing.
So what's going to happen? Like sharing is means like...
Well, let's say that you both lived in Japan. Okay. I know. So he lives in Canada. So that's kind of complicated. But if you guys both lived in Japan and... usually like in America, you get like mom might have the kid from like Monday to Friday mm-hmm. and then dad has like Saturday, Sunday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay with the arrangement like that?
I'm okay.
Maybe because you still talk to your ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
Right. And like, do you think that it's important to have both, both parents in the, even if after divorce in the lives of the child?
I think so. Yeah, it's important.
If possible.
If possible, yeah.
I know your situation is a little unique because, again, different countries. But mm-hmm. yeah, there's one of the big things that I always worried about if I got married in this country is like, because if I have children, I would want to still see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so like if I did get divorced, I wouldn't want either me or her, this fictional woman mm-hmm. that doesn't exist, getting 100% custody. Like you should... both be able to see your children.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Natsuki, if you divorce Same-kun, would you want him to still be in your kids' lives?
Yes, because he's a good guy, so he has the right to do it. But in case if the daddy was very bad guy, can we choose, like, you know, what
to go to court? They go in this bill. They're gonna go to court and you battle.
Okay. So in some case, like, only mom can have. What was the word for it?
Custody.
Custody. Mm-hmm. Okay. So can we choose, like, if we fight on the court and if I win, is it possible?
So under the bill, like, say there's like one guy who, like, the guy's like really, really bad, and like mom fights for full custody, then she can get it. That's the kind of thing. It's like, but if both parents just like get divorced because maybe they don't love each other anymore or something like that, that they can figure out some balanced custody. Hopefully.
Yeah. So it depends on, you know, the people. I mean, if it's a mom or, you know, dad, a really bad person, that's become a bit problem. But most of the case, it would work, I think.
Have you seen the Japanese movie His?
I've heard of it.
Maybe it's Him. I don't remember which one it is. It's a movie about two gay guys, actually.
Mizusawa Hiro is in it. Is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called His.
Okay.
So there's a great court scene about, like, trying to get custody of a girl. And it's actually really... You should watch this movie, Mary. It's
okay.
It's really cool. The lead actor is really, really hot, too.
Yeah. He's, and like, it's on Amazon Prime, right? I think I've seen
maybe Netflix. It's on one of them.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, they were talking about, you know, it's interesting. But I'm happy to hear that Japan is going to join the rest of the world with joint custody, because I think that's actually pretty important. Speaking of things that are interesting in Japan, Japan drops to 26 globally in annual pay for IT workers. So IT engineers working in Japan were paid an average of $36,000 in 2023, dropping 6 places from the previous year to rank 26 among 72 countries. Even disregarding the effects of the weak yen, competitiveness is receding when looking at salaries. A member of the research team said, there are concerns that Japan is becoming a less attractive destination. What do you guys think about that?
It's a problem. Many smart people will go to outside of Japan, I guess. No?
Yep.
Yeah. And many Japanese want to go outside of Japan.
Yeah, it's time to learn English at Stapleton.
And abandon Japan. Goodbye, everybody. No, like, if you are a IT specialist, so here's an example. Switzerland led annual pay with an average of $102,000, followed by United States and Israel at $92,000 and $76,000 respectively. So that's like what? 1,300,000 yen ぐらい every year. And that's like...
In Japan? What about in Japan?
Japan is $36,000 US. So what is that, like maybe 5 million yen a year?
Oh, no. It's half of it. Yeah, the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about IT engineers is that a lot of these people can do remote work. So if they get paid, one of our good friends, Carl, has a company that's overseas, and so he gets paid in a different currency, and so it's a lot more money than if you got paid from a Japanese company.
Oh, cool!
I've heard that, like, so since we are working, like, how do you say that our salary is cheap. So many, like, foreign country, invest.
So there's a lot
Japanese IT engineer because our work is good.
Yeah.
You know,
and cheap. Yeah. And then also, like, so right now what's happening is, like, a lot of foreign money is coming into Japan right now because everything's so cheap. But that's short term good. But long term, I don't know.
What is going to happen?
The world's going to end, Natsuki. It's all over. Japan plans to make it possible to revoke permanent residency status of foreigners who repeatedly failed to pay tax. So this is a new law. They're going to say, so your Eijuken, permanent residency, that the country can say, nope, your Eijuken is gone because you don't pay your taxes.
So before, if you have Eijuken and stay in Japan, but don't pay tax, but you still can't live here.
So basically, it's the same thing that happens with a Japanese person who doesn't pay tax. Is like, if you don't pay tax, you can get in trouble, maybe go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
But if you think about it, if you're a foreign person, you got age you can, you don't pay your taxes, and then you go to jail, that's a minus from the system because they have to pay for the jail.
Right, right. Mm.
Right, so it's just easier to say, go back to your own country then if you don't pay taxes. Mm. So I'm fine with that. Pay your taxes.
Like, what do you have to pay? Like same taxes as
exactly
do?
The same as Japanese. So I pay exactly the same. I am every which way exactly like a Japanese person. I just can't vote and I can't be like prime minister.
That's not fair.
I don't want to vote. Yeah. Who am I going to vote for?
But somebody wants to vote. Maybe, you know, somebody wants to I don't know how to say that, but somebody wants to
vote. They want to participate in the elections?
Maybe.
I don't want to do that. All the same.
I wonder, do you guys also have the Nenkin system?
In
Japan.
Same Nenkin. Pay the same amount. Yeah. Same thing. And if I retire, I can get, well, are any of us going to get Nenkin?
I don't think so.
I think a little.
Nenkin is pension.
Pension.
Yeah, we need to be prepared for our days in the future.
Yeah, I don't think the pension system is going to survive until we're retired. Because like, they just keep making the retirement age like higher.
Older. Yeah.
Older. Mm-hmm.
I just talked to my mom the other day about this pension thing. So my when she gets 65, she's gonna have start getting some pension.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she has to pay some taxes, kaigo taxes.
Yep.
More.
Yep. It's weird. It's like the same thing that during COVID they gave everybody Jumayan, so about $1,000, and you had to pay taxes on it. It's like the government gives you money. And then you give them back some money. Yeah. It's like, it was really weird.
Yeah, it's waste of time.
Yeah, it was really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So here, let's get out of the government stuff and let's talk about more local stories. So a 5-year-old girl passes away from hypothermia after being punished for wetting herself. A 21-year-old unemployed woman and her boyfriend were arrested by police in Hachinohe City in Aomori Prefecture on suspicion of abusing her 5-year-old daughter and leading to her death. Investigation revealed that the two had put the young girl in a shower, turned on cold water, and forced her to stay in the shower for a long period of time. This was punishment for the girl wetting herself. When I say wetting herself, it's like morashita.
Wetting herself.
Yeah. Mm. So, and also bruises were found on her body, which led to the police suspicion that she might have been abused.
So sad. So sad. And Hachinohe is where, you know, the temperature is very cold.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Stuff like that just pisses me off.
Mm.
And going along with that, producer of the hit anime film Your Name, so Kimi no Na wa, arrested on child porn suspicion. Tokyo production company head, who was a producer on the hit anime film Your Name, was arrested by Wakayama Prefectural Police on February 21st on suspicion of creating child pornography. I'm not going to say his name, is accused of inducing a then 15-year-old high school girl who he met on social media to send nude selfies to his smartphone in September 2021.
Okay, 15 years old. I thought he more younger, much younger.
No, yokaru ne, like the high school teacher who marries a student.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I went to the only girls' high school and the many teachers got married after the student. Of course, after they graduated, and then.
But like, they're still like a teenager, like early 20s, right?
Yeah, like.
But were they dating when they were in school?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But you know, if you go to like only girls' high school or like only girls' school, girls become blind. You know what I mean? Because there are no men, so even ugly teacher can be your like handsome guy. You do know what I mean?
You hear that? If you're an ugly teacher, start teaching at an only girls' school.
Yeah, seriously. And then you know, maybe they're too busy and they have no chance to meet other. I mean, teachers. I'm not sure, but I don't know what's happened. But many of them get married with the students. Even some of them got divorced and get married again with the students.
Another student.
Yeah, another student. That's weird, huh?
Yeah, that is very weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, right now he's the producer is still just he's just arrested. He hasn't been convicted yet, but Jesus. Japanese Yakuza charged in New York City over nuclear material trafficking. So a U.S. attorney said Wednesday that the leader of a Yakuza organized crime syndicate has been charged with conspiring to traffic uranium.
Mm.
What is uranium in Japanese?
Uran.
So, I'm not going to read his name. He's 60 years old, is accused of contacting an undercover Drug Enforcement Administration agent who was posing as a narcotics and weapons trafficker in 2020 about the sale of nuclear materials to be supplied by an ethnic insurgent group in Myanmar. When the agent introduced an associate posing as an Iranian general, this man, this Yakuza man, offered to supply powerful plutonium. He then presented the agent with a list of weapons, including surface-to-air missiles.
Sounds like a movie.
And he wanted to purchase from the agent on behalf of the Islam, the leader of the ethnic insurgent group in Myanmar in May of 2021. It is chilling to imagine that the consequences had these efforts succeeded. Wow.
Wow, sounds like a movie. Yeah.
I didn't think that the Yakuza was doing shit like that.
Yeah, like, you know, new version of Yakuza. He's smart Yakuza, don't you think? Yeah.
Nuclear weapons
yeah,
smart.
Yeah. Like, new type of Yakuza who speaks English perfectly and then go to... Yeah, it's like, you know, Mission Impossible.
Why are you excited by this?
Because
this is scary,
man. Yeah, my image of Yakuza is, you know, only, like, you know, stay in Japan and yeah. do, you know... I don't know.
Are you saying that Yakuza are kind of lame?
Yeah. But new type of Yakuza.
Actually, Yakuza is a big problem in Las Vegas. They go there all the time because you can take dirty money and put it into the casino and then take it out. And now it's clean money. You don't know where it came from.
Oh.
So, yeah. So they money launder in Vegas all the time.
Wow.
So the FBI is always like trying to figure out who the Yakuza are in Vegas. They're big trouble. Anyway, so here's our last story, guys. Japan's life-size moving Gundam is closing soon, and the last tickets are about to go on sale. So who has seen the moving Gundam in where is this? Yokohama.
Oh, actually, I have.
You have?
You went to see the moving, the Gundam?
Yes,
wow,
yes.
That's cool.
But I was, okay.
How much did you pay for the ticket? I don't know how much.
Oh, no, you can just see.
Oh, you can see.
Mm.
Okay.
Right?
We need
there's
to
like
pay money,
outside.
Right?
So,
okay. I don't know if it was moving, but it was...
Yeah, so there's like different places that you can stand and watch it, but like the tickets like get you in. I think you can go up
you can
on
get
it or something.
It. Oh,
like,
I
yeah.
see, I see.
Yeah.
So, there were two Gundams, one in Odaiba and one in Yokohama. And the Yokohama one is the
moving one.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, so not the moving one then.
Ah, okay, Odaiba one.
Odaiba one is the unicorn Gundam and it doesn't move.
Mm.
It's very stupid. I don't understand why anybody... I took Tyler to go look at it and he's like, cool, let's go.
No excited at all?
No, it's so stupid. I whatever. Guys, if you're here as a tourist, go see them. But it's just like, especially the Odaiba one is so fucking far away.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
far.
And it's just like getting to Odaiba sucks. And so I don't know, whatever.
I think that's cool because, you know, huge Gundam is actually moving, right?
So the one in Yokohama is the only one in the world that moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened in December 2020, and it's at the Gundam Factory Yokohama facility. It's 18 meters tall, which is 59 feet, and it is a RX-782 Gundam, whatever the fuck that means. This says that this time on March 31st, the day after my birthday, it's actually going to close.
Why are they closing? What's the problem with it?
Oh.
This is
the remodel, new one.
Doesn't
say.
When it was still on the schedule. Wait. There's been no official word as to what will happen to the moving Gundam, but back when it was still only scheduled to be in Yokohama for a few months. The popular theory is that it will be shipped to other locations in Japan or maybe even abroad for similar limited time displays.
Okay,
so
we're
it's
going to
be moved around probably.
Okay.
Do you guys care about Gundam? I do not.
I do not, but my brother is a huge fan of it and he still buys like Pramodel. Pramodel is Pramodel English?
Plastic models. Or you
models?
Just say models.
Models, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I understand there are many people who love it. Even whatever, like, people in overseas, some of them like.
My little brother Ken, he loves Gundam. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Your son might love Gundam.
Yeah.
I don't know. He loves trains and, maybe that kind of machine stuff.
Yeah. Probably. Boys, whatever you gender people want to say out there, basically, generally boys get attracted to vehicles and stuff like that. Thomas the Tank and all that stuff.
Yeah. What does your sound like right now? I mean, Thomas?
Shinkansen.
Oh, Shinkansen!
has he ever ridden on the Shinkansen?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he has.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, like...
Shinkansen. That's cute.
Thomas is a good English teaching tool as well.
Oh, did you know that there's a not Thomas Land, but like actual Thomas and moving in Shizuoka?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. I thought that's cool.
I want to take him there.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that, right? I didn't know it either. And like Thomas and I don't know other train's name.
But them, the other trains.
But there and actually moving, yeah.
There is an episode of Thomas the Tank Engine. If you guys, because this is the end of the episode, so just Google this immediately after this episode. If you search on YouTube for like Thomas the Tank buries train alive, there's like this episode where like one of his train friends doesn't want to like go out from a tunnel because he's like, oh, the rain, it's gonna get on my paints and it's gonna make me dirty. And so, like, in the episode, like, they keep trying to get the train to come out from the tunnel, but he won't come out from the tunnel. So they just, like, bricked up the entrances to the tunnel and okay. just left him there to die.
No.
That's the end of the tunnel. It's a fucking kids show. And they're like, peace out. Goodbye.
Hey, I'm so curious. I'm going to have to Google it.
It's so fucking British. You English people, what the hell? Seriously, guys, Google that. It's fucked up. I'll put it in the comment or in the description for the video.
Probably I wouldn't let him watch that.
Too sad.
No, you should show it to him. Get him all fucked up from a young age. Be like, if I don't go out and do my job, mommy's going to put me in a tunnel and put bricks on the end of it so I can't leave. No, seriously, like at the end of it, you're like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, I'm going to have to watch it.
It's pretty epic. I think that's been our show, guys. I think that's everything. Anything else? Any updates from you, Natsuki? No? Yeah?
No, not yet. I went out drinking with my friend last night. I'm a little tired today. So
a little hungover?
Yeah. Let's call it a day.
So I need to make a little apology. I forgot to upload a couple of the episodes to the audio version of this podcast, which made a lot of people DM me on Instagram.
Oh, did they?
They're like, where is the audio version? Because way more people listen to us on audio than they watch us on YouTube. And I was just like, oh, shit, sorry. So they'll be fine from now on. Sorry about that, everybody, if you were listening to this. You guys can find the links to all of the articles that we talked about on this show in the description. There is a link to our Patreon if you want to support us. Otherwise, that's our show. Mm-hmm. Marie, you got to get going.
Yeah,
you got to go.
Yeah, sure.
And I need coffee. I'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.